Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to Read You Later, a fun and captivating show that discusses the best in art, entertainment, publishing, politics, and community activism. And tonight, we have a young man that embodies several of our general conversations. Keith Taylor has been dubbed Mr. Inspiration in his hometown of Indianapolis, Indiana, with over 8 years of experience speaking to the youth. This man is known for his motivational speaking, his inspirational books, and his ability to connect with others. So I would like to welcome to Read You Later, Keith Taylor. Keith, welcome to Read You Later.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Such an honor.
Oh, no problem. As I said earlier, prior to this show, I love to showcase people who are motivating others to do their best. In this world, in this current political, social, and ethical landscape, we need people who are on a positive vibe, and you most definitely are on a positive vibe. Now, tell us, how did your journey begin? When did you know that you had this gift to be Mr. Inspiration?
Well, you know, I guess it started when I was younger. I actually started preaching and being like a man of God at like 4 and 5 years old. My mother would say that I would come home from church and pray for her and her neighbors, and they would all come over to my grandmother's house, and I would be pretty much like preaching to them and caring for them and praying over them. And they really, first they thought it was just like a cute kitty thing, but then they really started being inspired by it. So I would say it started really early on.
Oh, wow. Now, how did your love for ministry and inspiring others and motivating others, how did that culminate into your book? And can you still tell us about your book, the title, and overall synopsis of the book?
Right. Okay. Well, what happened was we've been traveling around, me and my team. When I say we, I don't work by myself. I have a team of people who are helping me get into the schools and the community events and to the corporations, and so that we can deliver our message of Don't Wait to Be Great, because we're seeing so many lives change, from middle schoolers to high schoolers to corporate CEOs and employees all around, people in the community. And so what we were realizing is that sometimes we don't get a chance to stay after and speak to every person who wants to speak to us or shake every hand. So I wanted to start leaving something in people's hands, because a lot of times you may be inspired for the moment or maybe even a week afterwards.
Exactly.
But then you forget. You know, life happens, this happens, you got to do this, you got to go grocery shopping, you got to get the kids. And by the time all that's happened, you have forgot most of the speech. So I wanted to leave something in people's hands. And so the heart of the message is Don't Wait to Be Great. And that's also the title of our book, is Don't Wait to Be Great. But we actually wrote it with our primary audience at this time, which is actually high schoolers. That's who we speak to the most, is high schoolers. And that's where we're the most passionate. Now, we're passionate about everybody, but we just have a heart for our young people right now that are in high school and going through a myriad of different issues. So we wrote it directed at them. And we talk about bullying, we talk about suicide, we talk about peer pressure, we also talk about leadership. But it's not just for high schoolers, it's for everybody. And so we talk about the waiting room. That's actually the first chapter. A lot of people get stuck in the waiting room, and so we deal with that. The waiting room of life is actually how we explain it. And then we're talking about having follow-through. A lot of times we have a lot of ideas, but we don't have any follow-through behind those ideas. And then we talk about being great. You know, what does that look like? What does that mean to us? How can I be great?
Wow. And I love the fact that, you know, you say it's never too late, because a lot of times, regardless of your age, be if you're a middle school, high school, adult, you're at maybe the midpoint of your life, or you're at a senior point of your life, a lot of people feel that their gift or their season is over. And I love the fact that you are inspiring and really ministering to people and letting them know that their season is not over. Perhaps you missed one season, but, you know, just like we have different seasons, God has various seasons for us. And sometimes the season that you're in or you're about to enter is actually greater than the one that you perhaps, quote, unquote, missed. So I love the message that you're able to extend to others. And I love that the waiting room aspect of it, too, because there are so many different things that play through my mind when you talk about that. So can you elaborate a little bit on the waiting room and the message that you would like to extend to readers and my listeners when you talk about the waiting room?
Absolutely. It's actually the very first chapter, because I feel like there's so many people who are in the waiting room of life, and they're like waiting on some kind of doctor or nurse or administrator to tell us, you know, it's your time to be seen. It's your time to do something great. It's your moment. But
exactly.
Oftentimes that's not how life works. So we have to take initiative and take chances. And so that's kind of what the waiting room is about. It's saying that tomorrow's not promised. There's no person that's going to come along and say, it's your turn to be great. We have to start taking that initiative on our own and doing little things every day that equal up to that great moment. And so a perfect example is for my high schoolers, it's coming to school every day. It's doing your homework every day. Those are little moments of greatness that lead to that great moment of graduating and getting that degree.
Awesome. Awesome.
So it's a little
And those
it's a little
stepping
thing.
Stones as well. Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because sometimes people look at the big picture, but in order to get that big picture, you have to prepare. You know, you have to pose. You have to use whatever device you're going to use. You have to think of the outfit. So you're giving little stepping stones to people when they look at the big picture, because sometimes people don't want to go through the process, and there's a process,
exactly,
too, that you're doing a great job of administering, if you will, the process of getting to that big picture. Now, what has
Absolutely.
Been the response of your book? What has been the response of this book, and how do you want it to impact the lives of others?
Right. Well, with this particular book, we actually haven't released it to the public, only to our team. So it's set to be released May 8th, which is actually my birthday. So I said instead of receiving a gift on my birthday, I wanted to give a gift. And so we're giving this book away for absolutely for free if they go through our website, which is www.keithtspeaks.com, on May 8th. You can have this book, the e-book version, for free. And then at a later date, we'll sell hard copies at some event that we do. But, yeah, from our team who've looked over the book, they've really enjoyed it and been inspired by it. They really love it. As a matter of fact, some of my team members said, we can do a spinoff book just on the waiting room. But
that's something powerful, the waiting room. What do you do while you wait? How does it look like when you wait? Does it look the same? Because sometimes people get starry-eyed, and they're like, oh, well, this thing happened for other people. You know, let's be honest, I'm sure we've all been there. But, you know,
right,
my weight is not your weight, and your weight is not my weight, and it doesn't look like the neighbor's weight. And how God ministers to you and through you is different for everybody during the wait as well. So I love that aspect.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I'm with them. I don't know your team, but, honey, I love that part, honey. I love that. And let's talk about this, because I can tell you're a very jubilant person. You're inspirational and motivational. And so let's talk about what you do and how you are using your gifts to help and to motivate others, because I know that you are a Mr. Inspiration. So as a motivated speaker, tell us some of the things that you love to discuss and talk, and how can people connect with you in order they will perhaps want you to inspire and motivate or minister at their different functions?
Right. Well, the best way to connect with me is through my website, which is www.keithtspeaks.com, or send us an email at keithtspeaks@gmail.com. But some of the things that we do that we're currently doing is we're going into the middle schools, not just in Indianapolis, but all over the country. And actually, as a matter of fact, we just expanded our territory to Canada as well. We've been getting some inquiries in Canada as well. So we're opening our travel log up. So yeah, just, you know, the sooner the better that we know about the event and we can make impact. But right now, we're not turning anybody away who needs inspiration for any type of event at this particular point. Our main passion, though, is high schools, youth camps, youth conferences. But we also love the corporate events. We like to inspire the executives and the employees as well. Some of the topics I just spoke on last week, I was in a high school and I was talking about, and I had a corporate event, and I spoke on the same topic, which is attitude. And my theme for the month has been attitude is contagious. Regardless of if that's a negative attitude or if that's a positive attitude, that's up to you.
So
but
true.
It rubs off on other people.
So true. This has been my thing. Lord's giving me peace is all around me. You have to be around. You have to just reach out and grab it. Happiness is all around you. You have to reach out and grab it. Joy
Absolutely.
Is all around you. You have to be. You have to reach out and grab it. So regardless of what you're going through or what situations that may be around you, you pray that peace, happiness, and joy surrounds you. And when you look at that glass being half full versus half empty, you do see different. And sometimes you're going to cut some people off. Not necessarily to say that you're going to do it indefinitely, but my grandma always said, you always have to discern to know when people are changing. Or they may change for that day because of the things that they're going through. So you have to go, I'm not going to really fool with you today. You're still my girl.
Right.
You're still my boy. But I'm not going to fool with you today. And I think that we may, what's wrong? What's happening? Da, da, da. And
mm-hmm.
honey, sometimes you don't want that jump off on you. And so
exactly.
I think it's very wise of you to minister that.
Another thing is, I was just at a high school here locally. Matter of fact, I think it was yesterday, and I was talking to some of the kids because we were talking about perspective. One of the things that I like to teach them is a lot of people talk about the glass half empty and the glass half full. I've heard it that way as well. But I also heard it this way. As long as you're alive, the glass is refillable. And so I like to look at it from that perspective, that you have another day, you have another chance to refill the glass. And so it's up to you what you do with your day. We all get the same 24 hours, but what we do with that 24 hours makes the difference. Are we spending our time being positive,
exactly.
serving others, helping humanity? Are we spending our time being negative, complaining about our situation, being so down and out and not really doing anything to progress? Or are we actually trying to cause change? I may not be able to change the entire world as a whole, but I can change my world, my community, my family. And so that's where I'm starting. That's what I'm trying to do. And from that, you know, you never know, like when I'm speaking to these schools, you don't know who's going to grow up and be a judge or the next president or you know, the next politician or pastor or nurse or doctor. So I'm just inspiring everybody as if they're going to be great because I truly believe it.
Yeah, the power of words. Words carry power. They carry clout. And, you know, even though most of us, quote, unquote, have been churched, and we've heard scriptures reverence. Sometimes we don't activate it, and sometimes when we do, we activate the wrong things. You know, we can be catalysts for good or catalysts for things that perhaps are not so positive. So that's important about the words and carrying things. And, you know, I think so. No, I know so. Oh, I don't know. No, it will come to pass, you know, because, you know, God don't really want to wishy-washy folks easy. He's like, oh, come on in. You got to speak this thing and speak it and work it
right.
out. Now, what is the next step for you?
Well, there's a couple things. So we're going to release the book May 8th. I have a event we're putting together right now for January. It's going to be called the Greatness Seminar, and it's actually going to be in Cincinnati, and it's going to be very exclusive. Like, we're only going to open it up to 100 seats, and so I'm going to bring in a top female speaker in the Cincinnati area along with myself, and we're just going to inspire people to be great. We're going to take about 3 hours on a Saturday and just really motivate and inspire people, leave some material in your hands, and just help you to go to the next level. That'll be the biggest thing, and that'll be January 2018, but other than that, we just – you know, we have a lot of things on the calendar, but we're still open to come to schools, middle schools, high schools, colleges, wherever we can inspire and motivate people to go to that next level and to be great where they may have been lackluster or complacent. That's where we want to go, you know. And So just reach out to my team, and we will make room for you and try to make impact in whatever way we can. If you have a connection with the school or a church, because we love going to churches as well and motivating and inspiring, and even in a different way. So a lot of times when we come, we give our motivational talks, because a lot of people at church, they don't. We like to talk about the Bible, but we don't like to talk about some of the real issues that are going on as far as suicide and depression. And so that's some of the things that we come in and we hit on when we go. And you'd be surprised at the response we get from some of these kids and what they're dealing with. And it's so powerful. So
that's awesome. Now, how can people connect with you on social media?
Yeah, so we're on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Now, Facebook and Instagram, you can find us at Keith T. Speaks. Just put in Keith T. Speaks and follow us or like our page. And then on Twitter, it's Taylor_Made. And then we're actually on Snapchat as well under Keith T. Speaks. So I don't use Snapchat as often, just to be honest, but I am on Instagram a lot. That's the main thing that I'm on. So hit me up, follow me.
You know what I've learned? You know what? You have that. There are so much elements of social media, you know, things that we don't really know or even utilize that much. And I do blog, podcasts, and Facebook, Twitter, Google Plus, several other things. But you have to utilize what works for you, because you can't really you can't be everywhere all the time, and you will burn yourself out. So, honey, just use what works for you and let God do the rest.
Absolutely, definitely. I agree with that 100%.
Well, I have thoroughly enjoyed our conversation, Mr. Inspiration, and I love the fact that you always acknowledge and you reverence your team. So that shows that you're a person who is not selfish, but you're selfless. So I enjoy that aspect of you, not even meeting you, but I can tell that you're a person who's giving, because you always reverence and you're talking about your team approach. You don't say the I, but you do say the we. So I already like that as you are ready. Well, I appreciate you coming on Read You Later, sharing your gifts with my listeners. And what is the title of the upcoming book once again?
The title is Don't Wait to Be Great.
Don't Wait to Be Great. You heard it here, ladies and gentlemen. Don't wait to be great. There's greatness inside of you. And once again, Keith, thank you for coming on. We wish you love, success, and blessings on all of your endeavors. And from my heart to yours, Read You Later. Have a good evening, and everyone stay prayerful. Good night.
Thank you.
Thank you.